and their match against world champions Spain at home was always going to be tough for the Czech national football squad, and a few numbers told the story from last Friday. 22-1 against shots, and 12-2 on corners and 78% ball possession compared to the Czechs' meager 22. Yet despite the lopsidedness of the game, the Czechs remained in Friday's Group I match, trying to limit Spain's chances where they could. Goalie Czech undeniably rose to the task, making a key stop on Andres Iniesta in just the second minute. And it was the Czech Republic that unexpectedly scored just before the 30th minute to take a shock lead, a low drive by Jaroslav Plašil that found the back of the net. Unfortunately for the Czechs, they weren't able to hold on to the lead. Spain roared back in the second half and proved why they are the world champions. David Villa beat Czech midway through the second half and then scored again within 5 minutes after Spain were awarded a penalty. The win sees the world champions unbeaten in qualifying and leaves the Czechs fighting for second spot. Nevertheless, the Czech team came away hopeful. After the match, here's what goalie Petr Čech had to say.
We put in the maximum effort. Everybody played their very best against the best team in the world. And in the end, we almost earned points, so I think it's very positive. I think that we can still keep our hopes on qualifying because we will face nothing worse, or rather, no tougher opponent than Spain. We have to focus now on the match against Liechtenstein. That's the most important for us now. We need all 3 points.
So as it stands currently, the Czechs remain in second spot ahead of Scotland, and they face Liechtenstein in that key match on Tuesday. Turning to hockey, Vítkovice have closed out their series against Pardubice 4-1 to reach the final of this year's playoffs. In their last game in Ostrava in front of around 9,500 fans, the team scored twice in the first period, but lost their 2-0 lead in the third to force sudden death in overtime. When no one scored in the extra period, the game went to a penalty shootout in which Jiří Berger scored the winner. Forward Viktor Ujčík, who scored in the game also, was thrilled his team has come all the way to the final.
Od první tréninku prostě na ledě jsem viděl, že ty kluci mají hroznou chuť dokázat, že nejsou oni horší než ty, co odsaď odešli.
From the first practice I saw that the guys wanted to prove that they were no worse than players who had left before. The trainers also played a huge role. They set up an appropriate style of play, which fans also like.
Že mu se dělá, myslím, že se i líbí lidem, kteří se na to dívají.
The other semi-final series is currently led by Prague's Slavia, who have won 3 matches to Třinec's 1 and could take out the regular season and President's Trophy winners with one more victory later on Monday. Also in hockey but overseas, the Czech Daily on Monday noted that Czech NHL goalie Tomáš Vokoun, who plays for the Florida Panthers, should be free to play for the Czech team at this year's Ice Hockey World Championships, which are to take place in Slovakia. After losing to Buffalo, the Panthers have no chance of making the NHL playoffs. Last year, Vokoun backstopped the Czech team to gold in a memorable final 2-1 against Russia. Star forward Jaromír Jágr has already confirmed he will play this year. And that's all the sport.